is Larry London from The Voice of America, and I'll tell you, when I heard that I had a chance to talk to these guys, I was so excited. We would like to welcome to The Voice of America and Border Crossings Angus Young and Brian Johnson, who are part of AC/DC, are celebrating their, I think it is 47th year as a band, but 40th anniversary of Back in Black. We'd like to welcome Brian and Angus. Nice to have you guys.
Hey, good to be here, Larry.
It's nice to talk to you. Now, first of all, congratulations on what has been a tremendous, unbelievable ride for you guys so far. I mean, that's great. And you're back together.
That's right, yes. And we're out there, you know, doing, you know, talking about our new album, too, Power Up. So,
yep. Yeah. Power Up, which I understand is a tribute to the late Malcolm Young.
That's right, yes.
And I think your last album in 2016, which was Rock or Bust, was also a tribute to Malcolm.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah, because he had been very ill then, and, you know, and so that was also, yeah. But since then, he passed away, and so this is our tribute, as you said, you know, mm-hmm. to Mal. Yeah.
So 200 million albums sold, billions of streams, and we are broadcasting now in 100 countries around the world. The Voice of America reaches hundreds of millions of people, wow. And so, you know, there's a lot of people who I'm sure you've played just about everywhere where we're being seen and heard right now. Do you have favorite places that you like to go and perform?
We love going anywhere and everywhere. We always enjoy, we're very lucky. We've struck a note with a lot of people around the world.
Yeah.
And anywhere we go, it's adventure for us. Some countries it's very exciting, you know, and sometimes even, you know, we even played a lot of countries as, you know, for the first time they may have seen us. So,
was it always going to be music? I mean, as you were growing up, this is what you're going to do? Because I know you came from a big family. Both of you have, you know, big families. But did you plan on this being your career when you were younger?
Brian?
No, I wanted to be a bus driver, I think. Because I used to see the buses going past down when I was at school, and I'd look out the window and I'd go, that's freedom. Freedom, math, and science, and English. Ah, I just want to be a bus driver.
Boy, I'm sure you could drive the tour bus if you want.
Now, you know, nobody ever dreams of doing it. Yeah, but you dream of doing it, but nobody ever thinks, you know, you're going to be lucky enough to do it. Malcolm and Angus got started really young, and well, I'm telling Angus' story, but Angus was surrounded by musicians in his family. You know, I wasn't at all, you know, and we just got caught up in the wave of new bands when I was a kid, you know, like the Beatles and the Stones and the Kinks, and all of these bands were coming out just by the bucket load, and it was just the world got hit with this fabulous wave of rhythm and blues and rock and roll, and I just wanted to, you know, join in, basically. And I was shaking at the knees. Could I come again, please? Yeah, the pain is what you got. You've been
You did join the band in 1980, I guess. You became a part of AC/DC, and I heard that you auditioned for the band by singing Nutbush City Limits.
Well, I was one of them, you know. It was just, But no, you know, we obviously did the band's tunes because I was singing some of the boys' tunes with my little band up in Newcastle, you know, because we used to finish the set with a whole lot of Rosie. The first half and the second half, we'd finish the first, you know, 45 minutes in a social club. That's where we played. And we'd finish with a whole lot of Rosie. And then we'd do the second half and we'd finish with a whole lot of Rosie. And nobody minded at all that they liked that. So, you know, so we did have some fun.
You know, a thrill and an honor to have you guys on the show. So as soon as we get rid of all of this pandemic stuff and we can get back to some normalcy, I'm sure you guys are going to go back on the road. Is that the plan?
Well, originally, at the beginning of the year, before the pandemic thing hit, we were actually planning, we were doing a shooting of promotional video, and we'd actually done some rehearsal, so we were really hoping to get out there and do some shows, and then we'd had a short break, and in that period it was is everyone got back to where they come from more or less, and then the news started to fill in and countries around the world started to shut down, so that threw a lot of, you know, the best laid plans went out the window then. And we were basically, you know, everything from that point was unknown. And I guess it was a case of, you know, our record company were the ones that suggested bring it out now, because they said, well, we've got the practical means and everything. So, you know, we put our face in them to get the album out. And so that brings it to the here and now, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. And the new single is Shot in the Dark, so tell me about the song.
Shot in the Dark is, we wanted to, you know, to kick it off, let people hear the first one of the tracks that the company itself, they said, you know, we'll roll with this track, which we were happy about because it's very AC/DC. As soon as you hear it, you know that it's AC/DC, and that's what we always strive for. We always aim for songs that people know as AC/DC, and you know, as soon as they hear it, they go, that's them, there's no one else like that. So
right, of course, Brian has the unmistakable voice, the unmistakable sound of AC/DC. Now, Brian, how do you take care of your throat? I mean, there must be something to it, because you leave it all out there every single show. You can't have much of a voice left.
I don't know, you know, I'm kind of lucky in a thing. I wish I was a medical man to explain it, but I think, you know, when I sing from the neck, okay, say I'm getting technical already, most singers sing from down here in the solar plexus or the whatever they call it, and that's where I sing from, and it just gives a sharp sound, you know, you have to be careful. You know, you can go wandering off easy. So you concentrate, shut your eyes and get down to it. And it's as simple as that. When you're given tunes like what the lads put in front of you, I mean, it's a singer's dream, isn't it? I mean, think about it. You know, he has a song. It's called Shoot the Thrill. Oh, okay, I'll give that a shot. Well, of course, anybody would. I mean, Little Richard could have sung that. I mean, he would have.
Right.
He's better than me. It's all relative, you know, singing's all relative. It depends how much you believe in it. Oh, yeah, yes, you're right into it. And I do get that. And with a new album, you know, getting into the studio, you know, feeling that spirit of Malcolm around, because it was his tribute, you know, and we really did feel it. And we're not spiritualists or anything like that. None of us are like that. We're, you know, firm feet on the ground type guys. But it was there whether we liked it or not, and we loved it. And we went in there with a sole purpose of making sure Malcolm would have been proud of this album and us, you know, as the lads that we knew. Mm-hmm. The strong bond we had all these years, through thick and thin, you know, and that was the whole heart. It was wonderful when we all got together in there, the electricity in the room, you know, when the boys in LA, excuse the pun, but when the boys went in the studio and powered up, you know, powered up the amps and the guitars and all of that. And you know, I kind of keep rattling on about it. It was just
no
easy. It was easy. We all felt real good about it. And I think Brendan O'Brien is absolutely brilliant. And he captured that, you know what I mean? He's one of these chaps that can just capture that whole feeling and the sound and the atmosphere on the record.
Right. It's been quite a journey for you guys, so it's certainly understandable that you'd be emotional. And, you know, 18 albums in now, and what's the key to keeping the guys together? Steve Young is now in the group. He replaced the late Malcolm. But what's the key to keeping this thing, keeping the machine moving?
I think it's the key is, you know, well, you know, you want everyone to be healthy. That's, you know, that's because we get on in years, but in spirit, you know, you're still in, you know, you still think young, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just keep, you know, I mean, even a lot of what we do music wise, it refers to when you're younger, especially in your early teens, is when I really myself even got, you know, that was when music was exciting, and same probably for Brian, you know, and growing up, you know, that was a very exciting time, because you really focused on what music you really liked, and it's just carrying that spirit. So anything that we have done through the years, that's the spirit I always look for in myself. I'm always thinking, you know, of that era, and always thinking of what really made, you know, why was it so exciting? And it is, it's that freshness.
Never gets old. I'm sure when you get on stage, you know, in a country they don't speak English, and they know all the words to your song, that must be really amazing. Now, the name of the band, AC/DC, clear up this story. Was it your sister who discovered the name?
Well, actually, it was my sister-in-law who actually came up with the name. But my sister was the one who more or less, she came up with my school uniform, the uniform I wear on stage. So she was the one that suggested that's what I should wear, because she always felt I looked so cute when I was young, coming home in my little school uniform and sitting there playing this big guitar in my bedroom. So she was the one that said, you know, and because I was always a, you know, I'm pretty not the tallest person in the world. And she was the one that said at the time, hey, Angus should get on in that school suit. She said it'd probably be a great gimmick. You know, and a lot of people will pay attention.
Mm. And so was there really a super Aang? Was that something? You remember those days when you were wearing a Spider-Man costume on stage?
Oh, yeah, anything. I would try anything. Somebody'd say, oh, yeah, we know you wear the school suit, you know. Yeah, but maybe try that on. So I even came on, you know, I even came in. They got a fake gorilla suit once to put me in and bring me in on a cage, you know. So.
Well, you guys have played for audiences of all size. You know, you played the festivals with hundreds of thousands. You played the smaller, intimate clubs. Do you have a preference on audience size? I mean,
it's where I think it's. It doesn't matter so much about size. I always think it's just the, you know, you get a kick out of playing and performing in front of people. And for me personally, you know, you gave the, you know, as much as, you know, whether being in a club or a bar or to a big stage. Mm-hmm. That was always the aim to, you want to get out there and play to as many as you can possibly. So, but it never, I always felt, you know, whether you were playing in a club or a big stage and a lot of people,
Well, it's a thrill to have you guys on. Power Up is the name of the new album. And is there anything you'd like to say to the troops and to our worldwide audience that's tuned in right now before we go?
Yeah.
You stay safe wherever you are.
Yeah, stay safe. But also, you know, we hope this new album, Power Up, it'll give you it'll recharge the batteries. Yeah.
Until we're thinking about you guys.
That's right.
AC/DC, it's Angus Young and Brian Johnson joining us here on Border Crossings. Thanks for watching.